I see. Earlier you said that athletes are invited from all over the world. Do you mean the Greek world? Our Greek cities used to compete against each other just for the honor of winning. No other countries could join in, nor could slaves or women.
Nowadays, any country can take part if their athletes are good enough. There are over 250 sports, and each one has its own standard. Women are not only allowed, but play a very important role in gymnastics, athletics, team sports, and...
Please wait a minute. All those events, all those countries, and even women taking part. Where are all the athletes housed?
For each Olympics, a special village is built for them to live in. A main reception building, several stadiums for competitions, and a gymnasium as well.
That sounds very expensive. Does anyone want to host the Olympic Games?
As a matter of fact, every country wants the opportunity. It's a great responsibility, but also a great honor to be chosen. There's as much competition among countries to host the Olympics as to win Olympic medals. The 2008 Olympics will be held in Beijing, China. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. You must be very proud.
Certainly. And after that, the 2012 Olympics will be held in London. They have already started planning for it. A new village for the athletes and all the stadiums will be built to the east of London. New medals will be designed, of course, and...
Did you say medals? So even the olive wreath has been replaced. Oh dear, do you compete for prize money too?
No, we don't. It's still all about being able to run faster, jump higher, and throw further. That's the motto of the Olympics, you know. Swifter, higher, and stronger.
Well, that's good news. How interesting. Thank you so much for your time.